We are exactly halfway through the 7 o'clock hour on the Mornings with Ed show, and I knew what was missing. I hadn't taken my first sip of coffee. There is some good news on the horizon, or at least some hopeful news, and that's regarding the vaccines. Researchers are continuing to work on developing vaccines for COVID-19, and it started to show some positive results. One vaccine appears safe, but more research is needed. Early results of a closely watched phased half trial that's published in The Lancet suggests that a coronavirus vaccine developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca is safe and induces an immune response. However, researchers have stressed more study is needed to know whether the vaccine actually protects people against the virus. So the next step, AstraZeneca told a U.S. congressional hearing yesterday that it's on track to have a possible vaccine ready as early as September. But just a few hours later, the head of the UK Vaccine Task Force warned a possible coronavirus vaccine is unlikely to be made widely available before 2021. Now, meanwhile, other company executives say they were aiming for early 2021, maybe January or February. But again, no specifics there. And companies are moving quickly but safely. There's a number of representatives from pharmaceutical and biotech companies that testified before Congress yesterday. When asked whether the speed at which they're moving to develop a COVID-19 vaccine could influence the safety, they insisted it wasn't the case, which scared the bejeebus out of me. I got to tell you, when you rush into something like we rushed into reopening, it's never good. It's never good. Haste makes waste. You can't rush into something. It has to be safe. So, number one, the absolute first priority of a vaccine, yes, you want it to work, but it also equally has to be safe. So they insisted that that's not the case. If they move too quickly, we'll see. We'll see. And as interested as I am, and the moment that a safe vaccine is out there, I would want to be first in line. I don't know that I'd want to be first in line for a rushed vaccine. So we'll see where that takes us. Now, other results, a COVID-19 vaccine candidate that's being developed here in the United States by Pfizer and by German biotech company BioNTech was shown to elicit robust antibody and T-cell immune responses in an early phase one, almost phase two study. The companies announced in a press release on Monday that the data had not yet been published in a peer-reviewed medical journal, but so far it did show promise. And the way that a vaccine would be distributed here in the U.S., the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense, they announced an agreement this morning with Pfizer for large-scale production and nationwide delivery of 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine here in the United States after it's successfully developed and approved. The vaccine, if the vaccine is successful and receives licensure, nationwide delivery would begin in the fourth quarter of 2020, and the doses would be delivered to locations at the U.S. government's direction and would be available to Americans at no cost. That's according to the release. And that is probably, and I'll be honest with you, I believe that probably is wishful thinking at this point, to have it that quickly. But again, we'll see. We'll keep the hope rolling there for that. Just a little vaccine news for you.